From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton. The Alaska Senate passed the state budget today, including a $1,000 economic stimulus payment to everyone who received a permanent fund dividend last year. Wasilla Republican Senator Mike Schauer proposed the payment as an amendment to the state budget bill, and he says federal stimulus isn't certain.
I would love that we did not have to do something like this right now and that we could save the money moving forward. But again, we are betting on those things to happen while people are suffering right now. It's not a want. This is a need.
Senators intend for the payments to be made immediately after the bill passes. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman opposed the stimulus payment. He says Alaskans will have specific needs, like food banks, housing, hospitals, and ambulances, that would be better served with more targeted spending.
We have a limited amount of funds. We need to be targeted in how we allocate them, so we don't see a COVID-19 virus flying by like a flock of ducks, and we grab our 12 gauges and just shoot in the air and hope something falls out.
The bill includes both the operating and capital budgets. If the House doesn't agree to the changes the Senate made, a conference committee will hash out the differences between the two versions. The stimulus payment would be drawn from the Alaska Permanent Fund's earnings reserve account. It would not follow a limit to spending, a limit on spending from fund earnings passed in a 2018 state law. Juneau now has its first confirmed case of COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. State and local officials announced it Sunday evening. According to a city news release, it's an adult who is isolating at home. It's unknown if the case is travel-related. The city and state division of public health will investigate and reach out to the patient's contacts. The state announced 10 new cases yesterday. State authorities also announced 2 new cases in Anchorage and the Matanuska-Susitna Borough's first 2 cases. State officials now say community transmission appears to be taking place in Anchorage. At least 2 of the 7 new cases announced in Anchorage didn't appear to have contact with previously known cases. One of the Anchorage cases is travel-related, officials say. The remainder are under investigation. All 10 new cases were in adults and none were hospitalized, according to the release. Officials say the patients are self-isolating at home. 32 cases of COVID-19 have been confirmed in Alaska as of last night. We're expecting an update on that number today at 6 o'clock when the governor addresses the state. Beginning today, many travelers coming to Juneau will be mandated to self-quarantine for 14 days. The Juneau Assembly passed the public health mandate in a special meeting yesterday. The quarantine order applies to travelers coming from outside of Alaska as well as to people coming from communities with known COVID-19 cases within Alaska. The Juneau Assembly's quarantine order does not apply to travel tied to certain critical industries. The self-quarantine order does not apply to work-related travelers in 12 specific fields, including government, healthcare, transportation and logistics, fishing and mining. A full list is available at ktoo.org. On Friday, state health officials strongly advised all Alaskans to stop non-essential travel. It also urged Alaskans who are out of state to return home. The Juneau self-quarantine order is in effect until April 16th. The U.S. Coast Guard towers that relay distress signals over VHF marine radios are slowly coming back online. Last year, the Coast Guard alerted mariners of the outages, saying it could not reliably monitor Channel 16, a decades-old distress frequency. The outages have been an issue for months. Commander Kyle Kessler says the Coast Guard is getting towers back online.
There's been at least 5. There's been 5 that we brought back online the past week or two. 2 up in south central Alaska and 3 down here in southeast.
2 of these are near Ketchikan and Metlakatla. 1 is on northern Chichagof Island. 1 west of Wrangell was repaired in February. A new contractor took over these repairs at the end of 2019. Silver Mountain Construction is a subsidiary of Cook Inlet Regional Incorporation, or CIRI. It's doing the work following an award of an $8.5 million contract. Since the switch, Kessler says that things have been improving and the weather has cooperated.
I know a couple of those sites, they had parts waiting to go out. They knew what was wrong with them, and they just need to get out and access them to get them back up and running.
In January, a third of the Coast Guard's VHF repeaters were reported to be offline. That meant large swaths of ocean in the dark where distress calls are not reliably relayed to Coast Guard watch standards. 7 of 34 VHF relays remain out of commission in southeast and south central Alaska. That's according to the Coast Guard, which is recommending that mariners have alternatives, such as a satellite phone on board in case of an emergency. The coronavirus has closed Alaska classrooms until at least May 1st, but school districts are still trying to get food to their students who depend on the cafeteria meals the most. In Alaska's largest city, the effort has brought together dozens of Anchorage school district employees. Each weekday, they're delivering tens of thousands of meals to children, both by bus and at schools across town. Alaska Public Media's Tegan Hanlon has that story.
A big yellow school bus travels through a quiet mobile home park in East Anchorage, but instead of students on board, there are hundreds of bagged meals, dozens of cartons of milk, a school nurse, and two cafeteria employees. It's the Anchorage School District's mobile food delivery service, and for kids, it's free. One of the cafeteria workers on board, Debbie Gundren, explains what's on the menu for breakfast.
We have a dry cereal, Cheerios, cold cereal, an orange, and a mixed fruit, dried fruit mix. And we add milk and crackers.
There's also a free lunch. The bus pulls over and soon parents and children start to arrive, some in cars, some who have walked from home. Dan Boer, the middle school nurse from the bus, keeps everyone 6 feet apart. He asks the parents how they're feeling and how things are at home. He gives everyone a squirt of hand sanitizer.
You ready? Right. In between the fingers, back to the hands. Okay. Step on up.
Some children walk away with towering piles of crackers and cheese and milk, enough for them and their siblings. Some ask for just one breakfast and one lunch.
Thank you, guys. Be safe out there.
Back on Monday.
Monday here?
Every day.
Even with Anchorage classroom shut down to try to curb the spread of coronavirus, the school district's food service continues, just in a different way. Boer, the nurse, says that's important.
For some of these kids, it's the food they have for the day.
There are about 250 district employees, including Boer, working now to make sure meals get to students while schools are closed. They travel on buses through neighborhoods and staff about two dozen distribution centers at schools around town. On Friday alone, the district gave out more than 18,000 meals to Anchorage families. That included Carlin Cleveland, a mom of six who works at a pre-kindergarten program that's currently closed. She drove to the bus stop in East Anchorage to get meals for her children. At a time like this, she says, she's so grateful for the food.
I wouldn't be able to send lunches with my kids every day, you know, if they went to school. And now I'm at home and it's like, I thought, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? And I was really thankful for this program.
Larry Carter is the one driving the school bus. He's worked as a bus driver in Anchorage for about 20 years, and he says he sees many children every day who don't have enough food to eat at home. He says it's hard to put into words what it feels like helping get meals to kids who need them now. It's just wonderful.
It's amazing how a gesture like this has such a big impact on people's lives, because when the children and even the parents see the school bus pull up and then the food is being passed out, It's like on a cloudy day, there's sunshine again.
Carter says he also wants to tell the hundreds of students he normally takes to and from school each day to keep their head up and listen to their parents.
And always know that we're out here trying to get food to you.
By the end of the day, Carter and his team had handed out all of the meals on their bus. They'll be back each weekday with more. In Anchorage, I'm Tegan Hanlon.
With more and more people staying, working, and learning from home to slow the spread of the coronavirus, and with the rapid flow of critical health information online, GCI is expanding its internet services. Current GCI internet customers can upgrade their data plans for free through the end of May. To upgrade their data, customers can contact GCI online or over the phone. People without GCI internet service can now access it for free. Households K-12 students and educators without GCI internet can receive free entry-level cable modem internet plans through the end of May. K-12 students and educators can also receive free Wi-Fi equipment. GCI is also continuing its program offering wireless mobile service to low-income users for $1 a month.